Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Is there anything anybody loves more than agreeing with Tauscher?
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
I got a hunch this isn't going to be concise either.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
I would say that you are pretty easygoing. You're actually probably more easygoing than I am.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Well, there's no, you're not easygoing at all.
Hey!
On 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.
The positives and negatives, a lot different than the last time, although we still got some negatives to address from the Packers' 30-7 win over the Baltimore Ravens backups edition. They played with their backups too, though. Am I just being a helicopter beat writer and worrying too much about two positions? One, that is theoretically not going to be a factor at all, potentially. And the other, that maybe isn't as bad as I think, or is it as bad as I think, addition. And the, need a little help with the next play mentality addition. Need to explain that later. I'm Wilde and Tausch. On 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430. ESPN Beaver Dam. ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and of course everything you need on WisconsinOnDemand.com and the Wisconsin On Demand app. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios. And so is the Packers Hall of Famer. It is Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jason. Doing really well this morning, thanks. Got a tricky conundrum that I'm in. Uh-oh. I don't wear a ton of undershirts. But I have some things to do over at on campus today.
On campus.
It's okay. Hot.
It is.
And
very hot.
So moisture wicking.
I just wear dark clothes for a couple of reasons. Thinning. And you can't really see sweat. If you're wearing black, you're not going to see sweat unless it's like super bad.
Sure.
Well, Saturday we have the big corn fest that Weston puts on. It was a great time, but it was hot. And they give you these shirts. And they're a light fabric, very comfortable, very cooling, but...
Oh, but they're white.
No.
Yellow.
No, I wouldn't have done. They were like a light green.
Okay.
Kind of what you're wearing right now.
Okay.
Yeah. And I know, I'm like, I'm emceeing this corn eating contest. Big upset, by the way. Ryan Rundy gets knocked off. Three-time champion.
By Eleanor Tauscher?
No, Eleanor got, there's a kid, Cam, just came in here, and he is just wiping the floor with these 10-year-olds. So, like, there's nobody beating this kid. He is a...
Kambayashi.
He is a corn eating fool.
No, nothing.
I liked it.
Kambayashi? I don't understand.
Kobayashi, the competitive eater.
Never mind. Sorry, I just tried to contribute.
It was actually funny.
All right, let's redo it. So Cam won this thing.
Too late. No.
Kambayashi.
Joey Corn Nuts?
Not bad.
Corn Nuts would be an easy one to... You could eat a lot of Corn Nuts.
Yeah, that could really create some issues, I'm guessing.
Why?
Anyway.
Why would that create issues?
I think eating that massive amount of
Nelly
could probably
it's not corn,
wreak
it's
havoc with your. I understand, but still, I think it could create some, you know,
some what?
Digestive issues.
Corn nuts, like the
if you ate them in massive amounts.
Oh, I don't know. See this?
I'm not a doctor. Anyway, Cam.
Well, anyways, so I'm wearing a black shirt. I'm heading over there to do that part of it, and then we're just going to hang out and have Coors Lights. It'd be a great night, right?
And corn.
And a big steam engine. It's great. Sarah's like, you got to wear the shirt. I said, terrible idea. Like, this thing is going to be sweated through within 3 seconds. Well, you know, you should wear the shirt. Okay. 5 minutes in, that shirt is dark green.
Okay.
So it's over. But have you heard of, so there are a little bit of bug issues. They need to get Mosquito Joe over there, right? You got to get Mosquito Joe to jump in and spray that down. But there's gnats. Some gnats.
Yeah, they're pesky.
It's a pesky deal. And you see that a lot on boats. A lot of gnats will come hit you in your car.
I don't go on boats.
Dryer sheets. Have you heard of this where you put dryer sheets around you and it gets rid of bugs?
Put around you like how?
So like I put like a dryer sheet in my hat and then I put a dryer sheet on my arms and I put another dryer sheet on my other arms.
Wait,
and
you rubbed it
no,
against
you set
your
it
arms?
In there. You wear it.
And you have to work up a good sweat so it sticks to your arm?
That you're wasn't walking an issue. Around Cornfest with a dryer sheet like
no,
slapped
I was
on
sitting
your
in
arm?
The shade with corn with yeah, and it wasn't just me, a bunch of us.
Is there a photo?
Somebody brought yes there is. It's not I don't have it on my phone or I'd send it to you. I had it up here and my buddy OG had it like Dumbo. He put it around his ears.
Sure.
He put a little hole in it and he was walking around like Dumbo and people are looking at us like we're crazy, but it's like, no, this works. So you guys have never heard of dryer sheets to get rid of gnats?
I have not. I have gnats. I'm
Didn't
very
you say
fascinated
there were still
though.
Bug issues? Like, are you sure this
no,
worked?
This worked. Well, there were bug issues till Aide brought over a bunch of
an
dryer
entire
sheets.
Container of bounce.
She, no, like legit. I was like, where the heck? Somebody had texted her to bring these dryer sheets, and sure enough, she brought a big box of dryer sheets, and everybody's walking around plastered with dryer sheets, and it definitely helped. It was the little hack that I didn't know about in life. So next time you guys get a little natty, grab yourself some dryer sheets.
Today's segment brought to you by Coors Light and Bounce Dryer Sheets. If you're getting a little natty, we're here for you. All right, so it doesn't matter that you look ridiculous. All that matters is the gnats stop bothering you.
I mean, do you care you look ridiculous if you're getting eaten alive?
I don't. I guess my question is, like, there's these candles that you can light, like these citronella candles. Can you put the dryer sheets around
you want us
the
lighting
area.
Dryer sheets and like torches and walking around with like a
like
dryer
tiki,
sheet torch.
Yeah, like tiki torches, but with dryer sheets. I don't know what the solution is. I'm just asking if it's necessary to wear them to get it to work, or if you just surrounded the picnic area with dryer sheets, would that be
effective?
Oh, so
you're saying like one of those old, you know, those you'd walk through and it would when you walk through a door and they're like
Oh, like the
down.
Beads hanging
down? Yeah, like
down?
The beads. Yeah, but you do it with dryer sheets?
This is what I'm wondering.
It's an idea.
I've never heard of this,
it's
so
an
I'm
idea.
Just trying to be contributing.
It's an idea. I don't know if that's something that Weston and Danny and April want to think about adding to next year's repertoire. I doubt that that's what they want to do, but maybe. We'll
it does not. Does this event have a history of bug issues or could...
No, I don't even know if everybody else had bug. I think part of it was because I was completely drenched in my green shirt.
So,
that probably didn't
help
either.
So you're in a soaking wet shirt that I'm guessing because it's soaking wet might be hugging a curve or two. You're walking around with dryer sheets.
What the hell's wrong with you?
I'm just saying when I get sweaty and I'm not the fittest guy on the show that I don't want my clothes sticking to me.
Yeah, Sean on YouTube is right. Put it under your hat. Boom. Bugs away from your face.
From your face.
Yeah,
what
I'm
about
not
like elsewhere?
Like, I don't think gnats bite you. Like, if they're crawling around your legs, I'm not super worried. Maybe
they do. Yeah, I think they bite you.
Okay. Well, then I should have, like, traipsed it on my legs, too, but I didn't do that. Just around my face.
All right, so who won if Eleanor didn't
Cam.
Win and the three-time champ?
Cam won it.
Cam
and
won.
Then,
Cam Bayashi.
I think there's a kid. And this the Rundy getting beat was highly questionable.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
The kid is an avid listener to the show. I know he's listening today.
the winner?
Yeah, Rundy was a three-time champ. He was going for a four-peat, and he feels like he got robbed. I don't know. I told Weston that he needs to get camera. He needs to get our friends J&K to come out there, get cameras so that we can steward
you. How does he think he got robbed? It seems pretty straightforward.
It's not straightforward. You have to get all the kernels off, and then somebody's got to see it. And he felt like he was robbed. Whether or not he was, I don't know.
And you weren't a judge? You were
I was judging,
MC?
But I was on the other side. There's five judges, and you put it up.
Passing
I was judging.
Doesn't sound very Truman of you.
Well, I wasn't down there. What do you want me to,
Wait,
like,
don't all judges?
Well, I couldn't see it. It was all the way over there.
I wasn't in a position to make the call.
It was the other judge's call.
No, it's the truth. You
don't
think
all
I
the judges
of
look?
Anybody on this on
like,
this
do
panel.
Do a replay review.
I am Johnny. I am Johnny on the
judge.
Spot when it comes to Truman.
You're Aaron Judge.
I wish I was Aaron Judge. 52 home runs. What a stud.
So wait. So how many judges are there?
There's
and
four
they don't
judges.
And you just, you each get
well,
one.
There's only somebody, four? And a lot of times the kids will throw their arms up, and then you look and you say, no, there's still like three rows of corn. You got to get that thing cobbed out.
Cobbed out, sure.
Got to be done.
Randall Cobb.
Eleanor, Mr. Window. I think I probably, as her dad, didn't give her the benefit of the doubt when she was eight. She should have won that year. And then this kid Cam comes in and is just lighting the world on fire. He ain't going to get beat. This kid is a champion corn eater. Champion. I don't think he's getting knocked off anytime soon.
Well, congratulations to Cam. Is he a younger fella?
He's a young fella, yes. He's like eight. He's going to be in the 10U division for a while. Nobody.
10U division.
You're not getting knocked off anytime soon.
Jeez. There's divisions? How many people are competing?
Is there a chance
there's a
Cam
10U,
gets...
a 16U, and then an open division, where if you want to be a little pipsqueak or an old man, you can go do it.
Like, could you appeal to an independent arbiter that Cam should get bumped up to the next level if he's surpassing
It's a fair question. It's a really fair question. I think there's age limits for this for a reason, and if he... It's up to somebody else to work hard to come and knock him off next year. Eleanor will suppress, and now Eleanor's window is closed. Eleanor's Pella window is done. She will not be a corn-eating champion, I don't think, anytime soon.
Never lived out my dream of becoming a banker or a corn-eating champion over here. All right, so this sounds like a fun and very helpful charitable event, which does a lot of good work, which is awesome. You gave it as our Feel Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints on Friday. And then you called into question the officiating, of which you were a piece of, which is a little unexpected.
Well, I'm just telling you what Ryan, who is the defending three-time champion, that's what he said. I, again, was not over on that side of the table. A lot of kids in this thing, man. This isn't a one-man band. Okay.
I gotcha. If you have a judge's panel, I don't understand how the entire panel.
I don't understand
then
how you don't understand this. You have to have someone monitoring. So when somebody raises their hand and says they're done, you have to go,
right.
Look. Oh, yeah. Okay. He's got it. It's over.
Right. What I'm saying is.
Do you understand how judging corny contests happen?
I don't. I know
no,
how judging. That's kind of what I'm trying to get at. So, because if you have five judges for gymnastics or for ice skating, right, figure skating, they don't just
this
watch
isn't subjective,
a designated.
Though.
Okay, I'm just asking why all judges don't examine all cobs.
It's a little.
It's
subjective.
A timing deal. Somebody's done. You have to make a split decision. No, you're not. You got more corn. That's why. Come on.
And so you're passing the blame to one of your fellow judges saying that
I'm
there's some question.
I'm not passing any blame. I'm telling you what Ryan told me. I'm not. Listen, I am over
a lot
to
of
the
people
right.
are saying.
He's over on the left, and then there's a middle section. There's judges watching, and when the arm goes up, you say, yes, you got it, and if nobody else is there, they win. This isn't, hey, great triple sow cow, but you twisted your ankle a little bit, you get deductions. There ain't no deductions. It's a zero-sum game. Somebody's cob is corned off and somebody's isn't, and when it is, it's over. That's how corn-eating contests work.
Except you're suggesting that we need instant replay,
yes.
Which would indicate.
I think there needs to be cameras. Yes, I do.
That maybe the system isn't quite as foolproof.
You get one challenge for every five cobs.
there's always ways to improve. That's what we always were looking at.
Yeah, get Pereira in there next year.
I'm going to get Blandino to come.
Oh, you can get Blandino as
I'll
like
I'll
a
see if we can get Blandino
judge.
To join. That'll be my contribution to next year's Corn Fest.
Maybe you could time it up with Jeff and Monroe and Scott, don't call me Craig Thompson's children getting married. And then you can
well,
have
maybe we can help free some of those costs and see if we can't get Weston to donate some corn for the wedding.
Right.
Yeah,
and
we got
Blandino
all kinds of ideas.
Can officiate, and then he can go straight to Corn Fest. It's a whole thing.
That could be something.
All right. We need to get to the Packers' kicking situation and their backup quarterback situation and our positives and negatives from the Packers' final preseason game. We are under 2 weeks away now from their game in Brazil against the Philadelphia Eagles. But before that, as you heard Tausch mention, poor Eleanor Tauscher's corn-eating contest championship window.
Yeah, it's over.
Has closed.
It has, but yours hasn't. How do you say welcome to your guests? Well, dryer sheets, corn eating contest. Say it with a new entry door from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Say it with color, yellow on the cobs of corn. Huh? Somebody had a little too much left on there, and that's why they didn't win. The possibilities are endless thanks to Pella's custom colors. Say it with class. Pella's premium doors stand out due to their distinguished craftsmanship. Say it with a great deal. Zero interest for 5 years. That's 60 months. No money down and equal payments. But hurry up. Oh, I don't know where August went. I'm getting old when I keep doing this every month. I can't believe this month is almost over. But it is. You got 5 days left. Certain restrictions do apply. Visit PellaWI.com today to learn more.
Controversial ending at Corn Fest. Controversial usage of dryer sheets.
There's no controversy with the dryer sheets, by the way. There were people looking like, what the hell are you guys doing? But none of us cared because we didn't have gnats floating around our face.
Okay.
And by the way, I am not a documentary guy. You guys know that. Greg Maddux, Doc, some of the best. If you love sports and the psychology of sports, I don't know if you're going to find a better doc. I honestly don't know. And you know I don't just throw effusive praise out easily.
No, you don't.
It's the best thing the Major League Baseball Network has ever put out.
Wow.
Tell me I'm wrong.
They did a Euchre feature that was pretty good.
I don't know. That was a feature. Was that a doc?
And
was that an hour and a half doc?
It's out already.
Was that an hour and a half doc?
It's an hour special, I believe.
Ooh,
they did.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'll have to check that.
Mm. That's available right now?
Yeah, I watched it last night.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you a Greg Maddux guy?
Yes, I always liked him. I think he's a real quirky, weird duck. And I love weird, quirky ducks. Like I do. And he is all of that. But if you have a kid that is a pitcher that has any aspirations of pitching, watch that documentary.
On the flip side, don't waste your time with the Pete Rose documentary. I would like those four episodes back. That was
You invested four episodes?
Well, again, it was while I was writing. I said, you know what? I'm going to put on something that it's not a Law and Order episode, and I had a bunch of writing to do, but he's not a likable character at all, actually. But they try to make him kind of a victim, and trust me, you will thank me.
Deal. I won't.
Don't watch it.
Okay.
What I do want you to do, instead of watching the Greg Maddux documentary right now or the Pete Rose documentary, is stay tuned for our conversation about the Packers preseason finale.
Oh, yeah.
Bring together your positives and your negatives as we get ready
Nobody
for the...
Everybody else is happy that the preseason's done. Thank God.
Tausch can give that opinion as well.
15 storylines into two. Like, come on. What are we doing here? Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Trust me, I've read the State Journal. Three keys to the scrimmage on Saturday. How long did it take you to come up with those?
Whoa, Nelly!
I'm so glad I'm leaving early. More next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
So I think we put a bow on Corn Fest. And now we can move on to critiquing the Packers coverage in the Wisconsin State Journal. Packers beat the Ravens.
Nevermore.
No, they'll play him again someday.
Maybe. Maybe in February. In Nolens.
On Jair Alexander's birthday, Ja versus Lamar. Or maybe not.
I think Green Bay take that right now, eh? But yeah. Baltimore would take that right now, eh?
Yeah, we're just going to skip right to Super Bowl 59 on February 9th. That's not how it works, though. The Packers will open their season on Friday, the 6th
gotta
of climb, September.
Got to climb that mountain again.
And start it off with a 10-hour flight to Sao Paulo. Tausch, we'll get to positives and negatives, but first, being the avid reader of your Wisconsin State Journal, what are they going to do at quarterback behind Jordan Love, and what are they going to do at kicker?
Yeah, it was really interesting because I did watch the game, and it was a little more entertaining than I actually anticipated. Some good things. Obviously, you saw it, you know, with Johnson Jr., number 36, made a couple of big plays, and I thought defensively you saw some of what you were hoping for, a lot of really good, violent hits, turning, getting turnovers. And again, you could say, well, it's backups and all that. Yeah, but mentalities carry over. So I love that part of it. It's really difficult because the kicking game, we all had questions coming in, and I don't think we feel any better about it after what we saw. And it's crazy that one thing can completely spiral you, but all on Twitter, he makes the, what was it, 54, 55 yarder early in the game.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, all right, that wraps it up.
Myself included, by the way,
yeah, but
sitting there.
And again, that's how this works. But that's not – I don't think Goody is looking, oh, you made one kick. There still were question marks. And if he makes the 33-yarder, I don't – I mean, all do we feel all of a sudden star-spangled awesome that, yes, he's our kicker?
Well, if I may
– go ahead.
He was 22 of his last 25 in the – practices. So he'd had that kind of rough patch, and then they both had that day where the wind was ridiculous.
Yeah, tornado, like I heard.
That's what I heard, yeah. And so he was 22 of 25 coming into out of practice and into that game. Didn't get a field goal or an extra point attempt because they only scored 2 points in Denver. And then
some would say perfect day.
Some would say. But he kicked a touchback on the kickoff, so I don't think it was. But then he goes in, hits the 54-yarder. Joseph hits a 55-yarder later. My issue with the 32-yard miss is not in and of itself. It's the reminder of, in a game, how inconsistent he tends to be within the game. Remember, including playoffs, 10 of the Packers' final 12 games last season, he missed at least one kick, whether it was a field goal attempt or an extra point. No one missed more kicks than he did last season in the NFL. And so it's not, in my opinion anyway, and I don't know how Goody views it, but in my opinion, having a guy that you are kind of just waiting during the game for, all right, which one is he going to miss? That you don't want that. I mean, LaFleur making that comment, which he did not intend to make air, but Tom Rinaldi sharing it with the world that he prays every time Anders Carlson goes out there. Like,
is he a religious guy?
I don't, not as religious as Mike McCarthy or Mike Sherman. I don't know his religious leaning. My point is that it's not that kick alone. It's what it represents during the course of a game where he was good for before, right? He made the other field goal. He made his other extra point.
Yeah,
Greg Joseph made his field goal. He made two extra points.
Mm-hmm.
And then it reminds you that you just never know with this guy when his miss is going to come in the game.
Yeah, but I don't know if that changes. Obviously, there's a remind, like you said it, that's kind of like an alarm clock going off, like, oh, remember. But
he hasn't missed yet.
Yeah, it's I just, again, I think unfortunately for Anders, I think the process of how last season went and how it sped up expectations, it left him in a position where he needed to grow maybe faster than what he was ready to.
Mm-hmm.
And now you have a championship caliber football team, which I don't know. You know, obviously everybody's saying all the right things now, but last year they didn't feel that way. And they thought, we're going to let all these young guys grow, wideouts, tight ends, etc. And then the kicking game, it's not a big deal. You know, if you miss a 47-yarder, and, you know, when we end up going 6-11 rather than 7-10, well, then you all of a sudden go beat Dallas and you're humming along and you have a kicker that you don't trust. They didn't trust him all offseason. That's why you had three kickers on the roster for a vast majority of training camp. That's why you change your whatever the foreign player eligibility, whatever that thing is called.
International pathway.
There you go.
Player program.
The FPPP, you know me. There is, unless there's somebody, because in the grand scheme of things, I think Greg Joseph, he's a veteran. He's not that much better than Anders Carlson. I don't think you trust him more than you do Anders.
I don't think so either.
So then, is there somebody out there? Is there somebody that was kicking under a Justin Tucker or someone like that that had a really good camp, that somebody that a team is not going to keep, that you feel good about bringing in? Because once you do this, then do you try to leave Anders on the practice squad? Because here's the deal, and I think this is the part that we always overlook. Everybody thinks, well, you have to have a kicker. You do, but you're going to be scrambling here to keep it at 53. There's talk of just keeping one quarterback, which I don't think will happen. But the question always is, when you're making these decisions, if you put Anders Carlson out on the waiver wire, is somebody grabbing him to be their starting kicker tomorrow? The answer is no. So do you roll the dice? Do you do that? And you do that if you feel like there's somebody else that is easily gettable to bring in, and that could be Greg Joseph. So we've seen this movie before. We've seen it done with backup quarterbacks, and it's never a position that the Green Bay Packers want to be in. But Anders Carlson right now, I would have thought, too, after he made that kick, that he was in a pretty good standing because I think he had finished the camp strong. But he did give you that reminder, and when you do that and you hear the comments after the game, it makes you think that they're going in a different direction.
So, all right, so I want to get to quarterbacks, too, and I want to get to the positives and negatives here. So those are all coming up. But to just continue this discussion a little bit on the kicker thing, there is obviously a lesson with his brother who hit a rough patch.
Daniel Carlson. Yeah.
Was Daniel. He a pirate?
Yep.
No, it's like a Norwegian. Daniel.
I know. It sounded Daniel. Like the Count from Sesame Street. One kicker that's, miss.
He's well, not wrong in saying it sounds like you're pirate. Gotta be honest.
No, that's more Irish.
That's
not
just
because
Jesse's afraid of me. Yeah.
Not Norwegian.
So my question is, I don't know if anyone would pick him up. I also don't know if you cut Anders Carlson. Does he say, hey, if I'm going to go on a practice squad, I'm going to look around the league and see who else has a susceptible kicker, and I'm going to get a fresh start like my brother did in Las Vegas, and it worked out great. I don't know what.
Mein Bruder. Maybe he'll go back up his Bruder.
Sehr gut, yeah. But my point is that there is no guarantee that whoever else's cast off you bring in is going to be any better. And that's the challenge that they have to weigh here, isn't it? Like, all right,
the thing I said on Wisconsin's Morning News with Vinny and Eric this morning was, this is where do you look at the long term, or is and kicker's so interesting to me because you can see growth at tight end and at wideout, and you know, maybe their route running isn't as good, but you see that talent. You see the kid's got a big leg. And he's been okay. He hasn't been great. Do you want to do what the Minnesota Vikings did with Daniel Carlson?
Right.
And not let him grow into his potential?
Correct.
And it's a really tough call because the days of let's grow together, they're going to keep growing, but they ain't growing to be some average football team. This is a team that believes they can win a championship.
Correct.
And you can't, in good faith, if you're Goody, look at it and say, I trust Anders to make this kick when the money's on the table. Because you know, it doesn't matter how good a football team you have, you're going to have a bunch of tight games.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that? Do you sacrifice maybe a short-term couple losses for a long-term kicker that you feel great about? Because right now, the Las Vegas Raiders are certainly happy. Minnesota said, a deuces, B. Because
D.
Old Boy's a Pro Bowl kicker for them.
Right.
And I don't know what the answer is for Goody here. It is really difficult because you don't want to give games away because you don't trust your kicker, but you also, you drafted him and you think he's pretty doggone good, or you don't draft him, mm-hmm. and he's been okay. It's not like he's a hot mess disaster, but he's inconsistent, and that is a position you just can't be inconsistent in.
And we're in a league now where 80%, which used to be the standard when Mason and your fellow Packers Hall of Famer classmate Ryan Longwell were kicking, that 80% was what you were shooting for. And now half the league's kickers last year.
Those days are gone.
They are. Mm-hmm. Half the league's kickers last year made 90% of their field goal attempts.
Yeah.
That's the bar now.
Justin Tucker left town, right? We didn't end up trading.
He did not stay. He went back to Baltimore. All right. As we continue, I don't know who is going to be available from these various kicking competitions. You know, Goody has fleeced Joe Douglas once. They've got Greg
TKO.
Zuerlein.
Spinksed him. He spinksed him.
And Austin Siebert. Both on their roster currently. Maybe they're going to keep Zuerlein because they think they have a Super Bowl team.
What did Michael Spinks get paid to sign a picture of Tyson standing over him, knocking him out?
It's a very fair question.
I mean, what's the price tag on pride?
Yeah.
Everybody's. there's a tag. I just don't know what old Spinksy got paid for that.
All right, I do want to talk about the backup quarterback situation next.
So what are they, Jason? What are they going to do? You're a prognosticator. Is Anders Carlson he on that plane as the kicker for the G&G when you go down to Brazil?
Sometimes the devil you know is better than the devil you don't, as the saying goes. So if you're going to force me to prognosticate, yes.
But is he better than Greg Joseph?
Greg Joseph, we like Greg Joseph because he's different than Anders Carlson. Greg Joseph's
numbers
last year
not as good.
Were almost exactly the same.
That's
just different is not better. So if you make me choose, I will say he will be on the plane to Brazil. If you're going to give me a hard time when he's not, I can handle
I'm
that.
I'm not going to give you – I think Jesse still has Sam Ficken coming back. He's got Sam Ficken kicking in Sao Paulo.
I'm going to look up how much Michael Spinks' autographed photo goes for on eBay of him laying on the canvas looking up.
Like, is there anything more, like, emasculate? Like, what? Whatever. And it looks like he put a heart over his eye on Spinks.
Maybe just getting punched a lot makes it a little bit harder for him to sign things. I don't know. What I do know is you would love for your kicker to be automatic, that you could take it to the bank on every one of his kicks. Well,
like Money Davenport.
That is not always the case when it comes. $29.95 for this certified autographed Michael Spinks.
$29 for Spinks to sign that?
I guess I've got your birthday present.
My God.
I can't wait to have it framed for you.
No.
You want to be able to take it to the bank, and you can't rely on kickers, but you can rely on Associated Bank. They've got all kinds of great perks that come not only with Packers checking, where you get your Packers debit MasterCard, you get 10% off the Packers Pro Shop in-store and online, but with all of their different checking packages, Brewers checking, Badgers checking, or just regular checking, which allows you to take advantage of early pay and of the best customer service in the industry. So go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more about all of them. We'll get to the backup quarterbacks, and then we'll get to positives and negatives. It's all still ahead. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Wildy and Tausch is brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Tito's makes the good stuff for good times. Find recipes, videos, and more at Tito'sVodka.com. There goes the fighter. There goes the fighter. Here comes the fighter.
But let's talk backup quarterbacks. Mike White.
That's your guy?
Well, no, he's not my guy.
Is that who you want?
Well, here's why he would possibly make sense. Now, again, you're not getting Kurt Warner or John Elway. They're both retired.
You wouldn't know if it was Kurt Warner, though, back in the day when Kurt Warner wasn't Kurt Warner.
That's true. You would not have known that then. But chances are you just want a guy who can get you through some games. And Mike White, who started 7 games for the Jets in 21 and 22 when Mike LaFleur, Matt LaFleur's brother, was the offensive coordinator in New York, has played. He has experience. He has experience in a similar system. He was cut by the Dolphins yesterday as he lost out on their competition for the number 2 job behind Tua. I'm not saying that he's an improvement. I'm saying he's a possibility. Tausch, I've used this stat before. 2 years ago, 68 different players started games at quarterback. Last year, 66 different quarterbacks started at least one game across the league. So the chances of your guy staying healthy for all 17 games plus playoffs aren't in your favor. Now, Jordan Love was one of 9 quarterbacks last season who started every game. And hopefully that's the case for him for the next decade. He's Favre-like. Chances are it won't be. So if you have to, let's say something happens in Brazil, and he's not ready to go the next week against the Colts, do you believe the Packers can win with Michael Pratt or Sean Clifford at quarterback? And how confident are you in whatever your answer is?
I definitely think they can. I don't think that's what's going to happen. And that's always it's such a fun little conundrum when you have such a young team and you have this growth that you saw. Figuring out where do you need that veteran? And this team now is a championship contender. Last year, I don't think they felt that way. Last year, it would have made no sense to do what you wanted. You bring in Phillip Rivers or Joe Flacco or someone like that.
Matt Ryan.
This year now, I think you have to look at this and say, if something happens to Jordan Love, this is not going to be a Super Bowl team. Not with Sean Clifford as your backup quarterback. Is there someone out there that you feel like can win you 3 or 4 games if Jordan sprains an ankle or misses 3 or 4 weeks but is back? That's how I look at this now. And is Sean Clifford that guy? I don't know. I saw some things that I didn't love on Saturday from him. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you can count on him to be that guy this early in his career. So I didn't want Jordan Love playing in year one. You know, Sean Clifford's in year two. I don't think you want to put all your eggs in that basket if that happens. Now, do you bank it and say, well, if something happens to Jordan, we'll go find somebody? I sense that's probably the direction that they're thinking, but I don't think, and again, I only go off of what they do, and then if they're open and honest with their conversations, I didn't sense there was a ton of confidence from Matt LaFleur post-game by the way he commented on both the backup quarterback position and the kicking position. Now, that doesn't mean that there's a better option that they feel better about to make that change, because it is a big change. But Mike White, there are guys I would always prefer to go with the younger players if I feel like they can win me a few games. I don't know if that's how Brian Gutekunst is feeling, if he feels like he can win with Sean Clifford as his guy.
So you made the reference earlier, and it happened to be the year that Rodgers broke his collarbone, but they came out of training camp. You know, you mentioned how they've changed kickers, right? They did it with the punter. Right, Corey Bajorquez a few years ago, Derek Frost after John Ryan had made the team again, and then he goes on to have a fantastic career in Seattle and play a factor in the 2014 NFC Championship
game.
Yeah,
he owns like a baseball team now or something too.
His wife's a comedian, I think. Anyway, they should have never done that. right? They made a mistake there. Then it started the revolving door of punters until they got Tim Mastey, who was good for them for, I think, six seasons. When I look back on the quarterback thing, they cut all their quarterbacks. Then they went with Seneca Wallace and our buddy Scott Tolzien.
Yeah, it didn't work.
And then they lucked out.
Flinny boy.
And Matt Flynn got cut by the Bills right mm-hmm. when they needed him most.
Yep.
And he came in and went 2-2-1 in the five games he played, or the Packers went 2-2-1 in the five games he played.
Good catch.
Thank you. And they stayed afloat, and then Rodgers threw the touchdown to Cobb, and they made the playoffs in the finale.
Okay.
If it's five games, I don't know, Jim.
Yeah, but I mean, can you bring Tannehill in and say, hey,
so
can you do that?
So here are a couple of other names.
Okay.
Because here's the thing. And I know you didn't read the State Journal today, but here's the thing.
I was still getting that pregame.
Yeah, I know. Three things to watch. Yeah, yeah. Five position battles. We like to count things. It's not so much about what he said, but it's about what he didn't say about both the kickers and the backup quarterbacks. Because he had a chance to say something along the lines of, hey, there's going to be ups and downs, but we feel good about our options.
Mm-hmm.
And instead, he said in both instances, look around the league and see what else is out there. So
yeah,
that tells you.
Not a glowing endorsement.
And Goody is standing next to him on the sideline during the game because he's not calling the offensive plays. So he's got all kinds of time to chit-chat with the GM. Mm-hmm. So they know what's going on. So Ryan Tannehill is somewhere on his couch. Not on the street, but on his couch. But again, if I'm him, I'm Flaccoing this, right? I'm sitting there waiting until somebody loses their starter, and I could go into a team and say, hey, I've started 151 games in this league. You want somebody to get you some wins, sign me now, and you got to pay me pretty well to do it.
Yeah, but you also have to look at it and say, what are my opportunities going to be? And if you can get a solid backup job in this league after nobody's picked you up throughout all of camp, like if the Packers want Ryan Tannehill, they'll go get Ryan Tannehill. Who else you got?
The other guy is a guy that you are very much down on.
Who?
Because you believe he quit on his team. But Marcus Mariota is the number two overall pick.
What other Oregon duck are you gonna pull out?
No, is he Joey Harrington? No, he's the only one. He's the only one that played for LaFleur in Tennessee. Both he and Tannehill were coached by LaFleur in Tennessee. So those guys, there is at least some reasonable connection. Marcus Mariota, as of right now, is backing up Jaden Daniels with the Washington Commanders. Taylor Heinicke is out there.
I'm not going to lie to you. Heinicke came into Green Bay and did some things.
He did.
I'd take him.
Yes, he did.
All right, I want Heinicke.
He wears number four because Favre was a favorite player.
He's right now the third quarterback, unless the Falcons intend to make Michael Penix Jr., unless they plan on giving him the love treatment.
Action. Yeah.
And have him be the third guy.
I don't think that's what they're doing.
Heinicke would be about to be either cut or traded in Atlanta. So that's
chance Green Bay
Bailey
goes
Zappe
with one quarterback on their 53. When do they have to announce their 53? What day?
Tomorrow, 3 p.m. Wisconsin time.
Ooh.
Wait, you guys, that timeline surprised you a bit.
I didn't know it was tomorrow.
Well, she's coming. And
there is no tomorrow.
Is there a chance that we're sitting here tomorrow at 4 o'clock that Jordan Love is the only quarterback on the active 50?
Are we doing a digi only that we'll be sitting here at 4 o'clock?
No, I can't tomorrow. Otherwise, okay. I'd love to.
Okay.
Is there a chance?
I suppose. Right?
Well, no, I'm asking you.
Well, because here's the thing. You can cut them both. If they don't get picked up, you can put them both on your practice squad.
P-squad them. Yeah.
So you have options. A lot more flexibility than there once was.
This isn't Taysom Hill. I don't think anybody's picking either of these guys up either.
Mm. Well, I wouldn't bet a Coors Light on either one of them getting
claimed. The receiver position. Like, there is a ton. For as much as this roster felt pretty solidified, and it is, I don't think there were a ton of open, you know, there's usually five or six spots that kind of get jostled.
Uh-huh.
It's very intriguing. Tight end. injuries, running back. Like, there is a lot there. What linemen are you keeping? How many linemen are you
Royce
keeping?
Newman.
I think Royce's days are probably, but maybe not.
Whatever happens, some will be drowning their sorrows in a Coors Light. Others will be toasting their Coors Lights after Tuesday at 3 p.m.
Yeah, indeed. A lot of Coors Light this weekend for old T, and it was brewed with that three-step cold process because it was hot. Cold lager, cold filtered, and it's cold packaged because it's made to chill. Born in the Rocky Mountains of Colorado in 1978, Coors Light is refreshing. It is crisp. It is only 102 calories. That's why it is Coors Light in my hand when I need a moment to chill. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
We'll get to what Matt LaFleur had to say after the game and some positives and negatives as we roll on. So stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
I got Matt LaFleur to say that he wants to vomit every time the number one wide receiver conversation starts. Which, again, was not anything close to what I was actually asking, but I did say the words number one wide receiver. And so that was my first vomit message. Then I got an email from Dennison Plover. And Jesse, am I understanding his email correctly? Because he sent it to you, too. You vomited on Dennis in Plover's brother during the game?
No. Oh, okay. I did not vomit.
Well, the Sports Center let everybody know that you were there.
I was at the game.
I love how Jesse has completely put awake. Himself into every Sports Center somehow.
Huh. Yeah.
It's kind of catchy.
Well, report the news. Sometimes it's news if I'm at the game.
You don't be the news. Just report the
news.
If
you are the news, you can't help it. That's the news.
Did you run onto the field streaking naked?
No, I did not.
Then you're not the news there either.
No.
That would be so weird.
Yeah, you're a weird guy.
Yeah, you're having some
when
weird
When Ron Dane, you were on the field,
what
Ron
does that
Dane,
have to
there
do
was
with
a streaker
Jesse at
that ran on the field, and you were on the field for it, and it was definitely news.
He was on the field with the Burger King guy. That was a better one.
Yeah. Who was on the field with the Burger King?
Tausch was. Weren't you on the field with the Burger King
guy?
You
mean in Cincinnati?
Yeah.
That was still the weirdest thing.
When he came and took the ball out of... How is he the Burger King?
It's a two-minute drill.
Yeah.
Game is on the line. We're back there pass protecting. All of a sudden we hear, what the heck is it? They blow the... I don't know how... Great security there by Cincinnati, but I digress.
Took the ball right out of Favre's hands, but I don't feel like he was a... Was he a representative of Burger King?
He was dressed like the guy.
No,
with the...
he wasn't.
All right. Anyway,
he wasn't dressed as the Burger King.
I thought he was.
He didn't have a crown on. He was like a white T-shirt.
I thought he was the Burger King guy. Maybe I misremembered.
He was
that.
The Hamburglar.
All right. Anyway, Dennis emailed Jason and I over the weekend. I don't know why he didn't email Tausch also. I guess
Dennis might be with the retired Navy fella. I don't think he's a big fan either.
Ned Peller.
Starting to add to that list. A lot of people not loving old T, which, again, I'm okay. Just keep listening. I'm fine with that.
Yes.
Dennis said, my brother got puked on in the early part of the first quarter on Saturday.
Jeez.
I mean, like a full shower.
Oh.
That is disgusting.
Well, good thing it wasn't hot.
It was hot. Can confirm.
Because you were there. That's what the sports center
Yes,
said.
Yes.
Sources.
See, this is why it's valuable to share the news.
Indeed.
Do you think that if he had bought some new clothes, Lambeau's staff would have found him with a shower somewhere?
Wait a minute. If he had bought some
like
new
if,
clothes?
Like if this, if Dennis
if?
Is, and he ended up, the last line of the email, he stayed for the whole game. How freaking awful.
Did he puke on himself?
No, he said he got puked on.
Nearby fan, vomit.
Yeah. Like a projectile.
Apparently.
Full shower, says Dennis.
Full shower is a really tough phrase
there. He decided to sit in that
He stayed. Didn't go buy new clothes, didn't ask.
You got to at least go to the bathroom
and wash
yourself off.
Is there not like an attendant that you go and say, hey, you know,
The fan assistance center,
yeah,
located on the main
concourse.
And
what happened to the vomiter?
18.
Did they get thrown out?
These are all details that Dennis did not share.
Well, that's a weird opera. You're not going to just sit and puke for
and vomit
4 hours.
Yeah, you can't do that.
No. If he bought clothes, like if I'm the Packers, it's not my fault that some fan puked on another fan. But I am making sure that I take care of that person because I care about my fans.
Which person, the vomiter or the vomitee?
Well, I'm kicking his keister out of the building.
What if, I mean, unless he's hammered, like, stuff happens, right? Like, I ended up, I vomited on Becky Kielichetsky's pants.
Yes,
I had to leave. I still don't know what happened to her.
Yes, I asked you to try and get her on, and you declined.
That's probably not a good vibe.
I'd love to track her down. But my point is even if the person was just ill, the fact that they didn't find a way to avoid showering Dennis's brother probably should leave regardless.
And the question is, did Dennis's brother go talk to fan assistance?
Correct.
To see if...
That's what I would have done. Because, I just got vomited on.
Yeah, I just got thrown up by one of your patrons of Lambo, and I don't really want to sit here in crusty up old dried vomit.
You got
the diamond dust that they used to spread around the school.
Go to guest service. Like, if you have somebody there with you, my move would have been hand your friend or your whoever you're
like,
there
what
with.
What did the people sitting next to them say?
Right. This is such a fascinating.
Like, maybe
scenario.
It was empty. How full was the stadium?
It was pretty full.
That's impressive.
To start the game.
That is impressive.
It was
pretty
hot.
Empty. Like Don Morton empty by the end of the game.
A lot of people might have left in the mid stages of the third quarter.
All of us are probably, if you're close to the situation, can confirm. If you're getting vomited on, you're probably leaving, right?
And apparently not Dennis's brother.
If it's me at a preseason game and I'm fortunate enough to be able to go to regular season games,
yeah,
or like,
a big deal.
Like,
yep.
If it's me, I'm leaving
and
that game. I'm walking straight out, and I'm going.
Do you say something
whatever.
To the vomitee?
I'm
the
going
vomiter?
To an usher. I'm going to whatever George. I was going to call him Nelson, but that wouldn't be accurate. Yeah. Whatever Jesse's dad. Whatever version of that there is in my section, I'm saying, look, this jack wagon just puked on me. I want to stay for the game. I can't sit here like this. Can you please help me?
Mm-hmm. You have to think from a Packers standpoint. I find out about Dennis's brother, and I say, this guy deserves some accolades. I mean, he's
dedication.
What a fan he is. To sit in vomit-filled clothes for 4 hours in 85 to 90-degree heat with the sun baking it into your clothes.
How do you not vomit yourself,
then? To watch
then?
Pratt and...
Merriweather.
Yeah.
He's not a Fairweather Merriweather fan,
like,
that's for sure.
That's pretty good. That's pretty... What a fan. He should be nominated for Fan of the Year from the G&G. Tell me somebody else that's shown more dedication than his brother.
Yeah.
This
is the kind of stuff you got to do to make it into the Will Deutsch Hall of Fame. These kind of defining moments.
Can you send that to Wallers or somebody and say, this guy deserves at least to be nominated for Fan of the Year? Now, they'll have to clean up the story because I don't think they want vomit to be the lead.
Well, what else are you going to say?
I don't know. This young man went through it.
If he's Dennis's brother, he's not that young.
Well, you don't know.
Dennis is an older fella.
Yeah, but there's different things that happen in life. Don't be judging. You don't know how old Dennis is.
He's not like 20. I feel fairly confident.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. All right. Well,
does anybody else kind of want Dennis to make a jingle about this scenario and play it?
Do you think when Dennis heard the story, he said, ho, 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 ho.
I guarantee whoever's sitting next to Dennis's brother wasn't saying that. They're saying, "What the hell are you doing?" Go get the
he was saying,
off
ha, ha, bleh.
All right, enough vomit talk. We'll get to the 10 o'clock hour, during which we will give our positives and our negatives. And we will talk more about where the Packers roster stands with cuts coming in 29 hours or so. Tomorrow at 3 p.m. 2 minutes. Wilde and Tausch continues.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.